Up next on American Restoration.
There it is.
Oh, wow.
I'm here to talk to Rick about my 1930s photo booth that I'd like to have restored.
It is so awesome.
It may be one of only five like this left in the world.
Wow.
This is it. This is the Rose Bowl, baby.
I brought Tyler and Brantley out to the Rose Bowl to experience the granddaddy of all flea markets.
You got the money. Ron's brought me to a lot of cool places for picking, but this is by far the coolest place he's ever taken me.
This is basically the holy grail of photo booths. If you have this,
you're the bomb.
You're the bomb. You're the bomb. Only one big problem. It's the technology that just doesn't exist anymore.
Look at a man's workbench. You see his passions. His works in progress. The things that drive him crazy. Projects that, you get the point. Anyway, every workbench tells a story, and this is ours, American Restoration.
Hey, you guys about ready to get out of here?
Yep.
Hell yes.
All right.
This is really exciting. I'm sending Ron and the boys out to the Rose Bowl Flea Market in Pasadena, California. This place is so cool. A great football venue turns into one of the largest marketplaces in the U.S. I actually got my business started at the Rose Bowl. I sold my first Coke machine there. Boy, have we came a long way.
It's a big deal for the company. It's like a show. There's an area all the way around the football field where you're trying to sell stuff and pick some good picks.
Are you coming with us?
I'm not going. Somebody's got to hold down the fort. So you guys go.
We've packed up several Coke machines, a slot machine, and even a barber chair to take out there with us. If it's anything like it was 30 years ago, we should have no problem selling something.
Hurry it up. Get down there.
See you later.
All right, you two, remember, what happens on the road
stays on the road.
Take it in to Kyle and get that thing put on there first.
Okay.
He'll go in here and get it.
You got someone backing up.
Having just sent three of my guys on the road, it's pretty damn typical that a giant truck is backing in my shop when I'm short-handed.
There it is. That is a 1930s photo booth.
Oh, wow. That's cool. Let's get it out. Can we get it out?
Sure. I'm here to talk to Rick about my photo booth that I'd like to have restored.
Oh, my God. This is...
Careful.
Yeah!
This guy had it in his garage, and I took it from him for $150. And I want to see if Rick can bring it back to life.
Woo!
The beauty, huh?
Wow. It is so awesome. I've never seen a steel one.
It's all metal. This was made by Mutoscope out of New York back in the 30s. From what I've researched and what I've found out, it may be one of only five like this left in the world.
Wow.
Wow. Yeah, so it's quite rare.
I mean, it's beautiful. I mean, this was a bus stop, train station, world fairs.
Right.
And right after World War II, the owner of the company died. The company went bankrupt in about a week.
Wow.
So I'm trying to teach my son to try to pick up after me, because as soon as I die, this one's done too.
I've got actually some pictures of it if you want to take a look.
Photomatic.
So what's unique about this booth was that it didn't print out a strip of three. It printed out individual pictures. It doesn't have a photo on it anymore, but...
So that's basically what's in here. A little metal frame, and it actually put the picture right on the front.
Yeah. It came out fully framed like that.
This is incredible. The Polaroid camera was a genius move. This was 10 times that. That's incredible stuff.
This thing is absolutely amazing. Not only was it essentially a dark room in a box, but it framed every picture it spit out. I mean, I thought the ones from today were cool, but this is a real feat of engineering.
So we're going to restore this to look like it did in the day.
Well, what I would like to see is as much of its unique originality as possible. I've been a photographer since I was 9 years old.
Oh, wow.
And the one thing about the old photo booths is because they worked with chemistry, the chemistry would corrode all the parts on the inside.
And they're trash.
And they're trash.
Of the five that we know that are in existence, including this one, none of them have working parts.
Oh, yeah? I mean, my objective is to make it do what it did.
Amazing.
I will definitely try to research this, you know, maybe above and beyond. I don't know what I can come up with.
Uh-huh.
It's hard to say what it's going to take to get this thing working again, but I really want to take on the challenge, even if it means getting an expert here to help me figure this thing out.
All right, so to do the whole thing up, I'm right around 11 to 12 grand.
Well, I haven't had it sitting around for 20 some odd years for nothing.
Nothing.
So Let's do it.
All right. Awesome. Awesome. I can't wait to do this.
I'm really hoping that Rick can get the photo part to work, but I can't wait to see what this looks like when it's done.
All right. So we're here. This is it. This is a Rose Bowl, baby. So we're hanging out. We're doing stuff. People are literally going to come into our booth. Yeah. Look, touch, feel. We're here today at the Rose Bowl, the granddaddy of all flea markets. Tyler and Brettley are with me. I'm excited to show them the ropes.
I'm psyched, dude, to start walking around and seeing all the cool stuff. Just imagine the things people have.
Trust me, I want to get out there, too. I want to go look. But we got to sell some machines, man. We got to do some sales.
I can do it. You guys can go out.
You think you know these machines?
I got this.
What do you think?
I'm good with it.
So Brettley offers to watch the booth. You know, I love his enthusiasm, but the kid has never sold a machine in his life. So this could get a little sketchy. You got this?
Yep. All good.
All right.
I'm out.
So I feel a lot of pressure on me, you know, but I'm gonna do whatever it takes to get it done. It's a good first time for me. Got barber's chair here for sale. Looks pretty nice, huh?
Dude, there's seriously cool stuff here.
This place is awesome. Yeah. Being here in the kind of swap meet environment, it really makes me understand where my dad came from. So it's really cool. Dude, look at this, Ron. This thing's badass. Dude, look, it's like, it must have been like an addition to a pedal car or something. It's a Murray. And can you imagine riding around on a pedal car back in the day and having this behind you?
Because so you're on your tractor, you got something in it.
Yeah, that's so cool.
That is cool.
I mean, the graphics, you can tell that they're original. Dude, that's like really cool. Like, I'm really mesmerized.
$50 and it's yours.
$50?
We'll even deliver it down to your vehicle.
Yeah.
Oh, bonus.
You got the money. After I ended up talking to the guy, he wanted to sell it for $50, which I feel was like a steal. Dude, this place is awesome. While Ron and the boys are hopefully getting lucky at the Rose Bowl, we have a massive project going on here at the shop, the photo booth. I had my guys strip it down to the shell. But before we go any further on this thing, I thought I'd bring someone in here who could tell me exactly what we need to pull this job off.
Oh, wow. Rick called me in here to see how we can potentially get this photo booth running again and restore it back to its original operation. And this is astounding. This is basically the holy grail of photo booths. If you have this,
You're the bomb?
You're the bomb. You're the bomb. So how this would work, there would have been a camera in here. It would have used a direct positive paper, black and white paper.
Okay.
And it would have had all kinds of rollers and gears and contraptions, relays that went through processes of chemistry.
Okay.
And then spit that photo back out. It was a whole little mini dark room in this thing.
Right. We just got done with the body work. We haven't primed it yet. So it's basically ready. If we can get the original parts, we can get in there.
So what do you got over here? We got
Yeah, this is all the stuff that came in it. Some of the wiring. So what you see basically is all I have.
Well, this is all great. Only one big problem. We're missing the camera and all the other parts. finding it is gonna be next to impossible.
Strength tester, man. This is pretty awesome. Your dad loves these. Yeah, strength test where you pull up on that. That's frozen, man. How low do you think you would go?
300.
If it were a later model, you might find some parts.
So what are we gonna do?
Because this is such a rare model, to bring it back to life, we're gonna probably have to convert to digital.
It sounds like it's just not gonna work out like I planned.
Well, this is all great, only one big problem. We're missing the camera and all the other parts. Finding it is gonna be next to impossible.
We're working on restoring an old Mutoscope photo booth, and our expert Anthony is telling me there's no way we're gonna find the parts that we need for this thing anywhere.
It's a technology that just is extinct. If it were a later model, you might find some parts.
So what are we gonna do?
Because those parts are so rare, and this is such a rare model, to bring it back to life, we're gonna probably have to convert it to digital.
Okay, but is that something you can help me with?
It's gonna be a chore. It's gonna be hard. But yeah, we can certainly help you.
I told the customers that I'd get this thing working just like it did back in the day. But because we don't have all the parts we need, it sounds like it's just not gonna work out like I planned. But at least Anthony's here to help us repurpose this thing, because who knows what the hell it's gonna take. A camera, a computer, I don't know.
Unfortunately, I don't think we're gonna have a printer that's gonna fit in that little space. And that leaves us a little problem is with getting that photo out of that little chute. The smallest print size is going to be 4 inches with the printers that we're using.
So what you're saying is now that the new picture is basically twice as big as the old picture.
That's correct.
Right?
So some modification of this is going to be required for us to be able to get that photo out.
All right.
Now I'll do some programming and get some stuff drawn up for you, and we'll go from there.
Awesome, bud.
Awesome, man. Thanks.
Right. Thanks. I'll show you out. While Anthony draws up the plans for how we'll convert everything, I'll have to call the customers and make sure they're okay with us turning it into a digital photo booth.
We're here at the Rose Bowl, and I can't tell you how awesome it is to walk around this place again. I haven't been out here in years.
How do you think Bradley's doing? I mean, do you think it was a good idea?
Well, he'll step it up, hopefully. I mean, you know, the kid's got to learn.
Hey, what do you think, sir? This is 9,000 restored. I mean, sometimes I would get their attention, they would listen, but sometimes it wouldn't, and they would just blow me off.
Okay, thank you very much.
Hey, have a good one, buddy. We've got a barber's chair. We've got the slot machine. We've got Coke machines. Hey, you, mister, you know what I mean.
Hey, T, right over here. Check this out.
Oh.
Check it out.
That's cool.
Strength tester, man. This is pretty awesome. I know we've done a few of them, and you know, it's a Mercury athletic scale, so your dad loves these. I mean, he absolutely loves them. Yeah, and strength test where you pull up on that, which that's frozen, man.
What would something like this bring in? Like,
they probably bring in around $3,500 now. $3,500, $4,000. Okay, well, you know, will you do me a favor and go find whoever owns the booth and let's talk?
All right.
On this, it's a great item. I don't want to just pass it by, yet I don't want to waste money on something that we can't restore. I mean, this handle could cost $3,500 alone.
Hi.
How are you?
Fine, thanks.
We're interested in this.
Okay.
Okay, but this is a big issue.
This is like not doing anything.
Not that he's really strong. But I guess my question is 350 firm?
No.
Okay. What? How low do you think you would go?
300.
The most I would ever give for this is $100.
Yeah.
The most.
The best I could do is $250. That's it.
Okay. Well, sorry we couldn't make a deal.
All right.
But thanks.
Thank you so much.
Thanks.
We couldn't make a deal on strength tester, but that's okay. I'd rather push it away and not get it than go back and have my brother's foot straight out my butt again.
What's up?
What are you doing?
Still sitting here. I mean, I didn't make any sales, but I sat here for a good 3 hours trying to sell these machines. This economy, people, you know, a little bit harder than 30 years ago.
Man, the Rose Bowl's changed in the past 30 years. All right, boys, let's pack it up. Hopefully, Rick isn't expecting the mother load like we used to pull in when we would come here.
On a mutoscope photo booth from the 1930s. And after meeting with our photo expert, Anthony, it looks like we're going to have to convert this thing to use a digital camera and printer. I went ahead and called the customer and got the green light on converting it. And now Dave's meeting with Anthony to go over the details on how to make it work.
I got a panel over here for you.
Okay.
So we can panel electronics. This thing is in the camera.
Nice. Perfect. That's a nice little mount, Dave. So this camera box mounts into that bracket. So you've got a little spacer here so the camera can go up and down as we tighten it. We can move it left to right for center placement.
Right.
And so there's no interference with the back of the door. We're clear with whatever's going to happen down here with the printer, because the printer's definitely
an issue.
Definitely an issue, yeah.
Man, I really hope all the modifications we made to this is enough to make this printer fit. Otherwise, I'm screwed.
All right, so here's our printer. You're at about... without the wires at 10.5.
All right, we're close.
We're close.
Well, it looks like the printer's just barely gonna fit inside, so that's a huge relief. But we still gotta figure out how to modify this faceplate in order for the pictures to be able to come out. Man, what did Rick get me into?
So, boys, what'd you think? Like the Rose Bowl?
Yeah.
It was cool, but I thought there was gonna be more stuff.
And we didn't sell anything.
Well, I'll tell you what. Don't fear, because I've got a plan. Rick doesn't let me travel out to California a lot for pics, because he thinks with the gas money alone, it won't be worth it. But I've been dying to hit up this place that's just outside of L.A. that I know is going to turn this trip into a success.
Hi, guys. What can I do for you?
You Chris?
I am.
Chris, hey. My name's Ron. I heard that this was the place to be for vending machines.
Yeah, let me show you what I got back here.
I started collecting coin-operated machines since I was 16 years old.
Oh, I'm feeling it.
These two doors open and it was like seeing gold. I mean, I got instantly so excited. It was like being in a dream.
This more what you were looking for?
Yeah.
I want to go in there.
Go on in there and dig around what you need.
Dude. Look at the Pepsi 110!
This guy has Royal Crown sliders, some candy machines, gas pumps, Coke chests. Holy crap. Awesome, awesome stuff.
Embossed 7-Up, dude. We got to get this.
Bring it up. We got to look at it. Wow. Tyler going hard.
Dude, Dr. Pepper embossed.
I don't think I've seen but more than one or two of these.
Anything in here you're interested in?
Yeah, all these pieces here, the two candies.
Okay.
And then three pumps.
I'm looking right around $5,000 for all of that.
I was honestly thinking $2,500 range.
25.
Yeah, for you know, it's a package deal. We love to, you know, group it together, get all off of your hands at one time.
I understand. Can we do 45?
Killing me. I could probably 38, and that's about as much money as I can let go.
I've had him a long time. I think it's time to let him go. So 38 will work. Got a deal?
Right on. Very good. Thanks a lot. I think it's a great deal. I think Rick's going to be really happy.
When marking a project that's painted or needs a decal, I often use a grease pencil. Sometimes I make too many marks that aren't needed. So what's the best way of removing those marks without damaging the paint job? A, a dry cloth. B, water. C, glass cleaner. D, oil from your forehead. The answer and more coming up. When marking an item that's already painted or applying a decal, I often use a grease pencil. Sometimes my marks aren't accurate and I need to redo them. So what's the best way of removing those marks without damaging the paint job? The correct answer is D, oil from your forehead. Basically, the oil from your skin acts as an eraser. Here, let me show you how. So these are the marks here that are the outside of the decal. I no longer need these inside here. So I'm gonna take them off. As you can see, it'll wipe your marks clear off the project. Using a towel and water will do nothing but smear your project, leaving a huge mess.
Hey!
Boys are gonna go out with me all the time now.
You're back! How'd it go?
Good?
Did you have fun?
Oh yeah, had a ton of fun.
So, what'd you buy?
This?
An old dump truck.
Yeah, it looks really cool. It's old Murray dump truck. It's cool. So, what else did you get?
This is it, the Rose Bowl.
Yeah,
that was it? That's all you got was that? Did you make some sales at least?
No. I was out there trying to sell for 3-4 hours. It was hard.
I don't get it. And the amount of money that three guys cost and all the gas to get down to California and back doesn't equate to any kind of a profit whatsoever. I'm going to lose money on that. So, that was a wasted trip. Waste of money. Bottom line.
Hold on. Before you blow a gasket, I got a surprise, all right? Got to show you something. I've been trying to convince Rick to let me go check out this spot for weeks now, so this is my chance to rub it in his face.
Whoa! How many machines you get?
7 total.
Really?
Yeah. We got sliders, candy machines, gas pumps.
At that one place?
The one place.
That I told you not to go to?
Mm-hmm. I ended up at $3,800 for everything.
I normally don't like Ron going on long trips unless it's a sure thing. But I guess his hunch on this one paid off. When I saw that door open, I just saw tons of machines. I was stoked. $3,800 for 7 machines. These pieces are really hard to find, so that's a really good deal. This is incredible. I mean, this makes it all worthwhile for you to go down there. You did good. You did fantastic. You really did.
Right on.
Good job.
Good job, boys.
Hey, Rick.
Hey.
These are the people at the photo booth.
Hey.
Hi.
We're here today at Rick's Restoration to pick up the photo booth he's been restoring for us. And I just really can't wait to see what Rick's done to it.
You remember how this thing used to look.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You remember?
It was a mess.
It was all rusty. Yeah.
Right. It was all rusty and ugly. So you got all that envisioned there?
Oh, yeah.
All right. You ready?
Yeah.
Ready.
One, two, three.
Oh my God.
Oh my God, it's beautiful. Look at the pictures they have. It's like all the guys who work here.
Wow. Rick, this is unbelievable.
Oh, it's so gorgeous.
Holy crap. I was just blown away. Yeah. It is gorgeous.
I could not believe how different it looked. Oh, my God.
I mean, Rick, with the paint job, the color, it's unbelievable.
It's beautiful.
I mean, even the details that you were able to do here, the signs.
You got the logo perfectly. Yeah. It's beautiful.
It is pretty. Wow. On the top.
Didn't have that.
Didn't have it
at
all.
No, that is really neat.
Right. Ted custom made that piece up there. Check it out. Cool.
That's awesome.
Cool, huh? I know we put some more family pictures up there, but you can take them out and put your own pictures in there.
Rick, it's like a piece of art. It's absolutely beautiful.
Well, you're just seeing the outside. Let's come over here. So you ready to see the inside?
Open it up.
Go ahead.
That is so cool.
Unbelievable.
My biggest problem was to make it work, you know? We had to find an expert, and so we had to convert it over to digital. The original Coimex in there, and actually when the slide bar comes back, it hits a micro switch that allows it to click, and then all the lights come on, and it's Hollywood time.
That's amazing. What Rick did to restore this photo booth is far beyond what I ever imagined it would turn into. It's absolutely stunning.
Okay,
it was so cool sitting in the booth and watching the lights go on and off and then waiting for the picture to spit out. Look at that.
Oh, wow.
It was a lot of fun, and it's going to be a blast in the studio.
It is so cool.
Isn't that fun?
That is awesome.
That's really fun.
Thank you so much.
You bet.
Thank you.
Thanks for letting me be part.
Thank you.
You bet. Let's go in the office. We'll finish out the paperwork. All right?
Okay.
All right. Awesome.
I guess that was kind of fun.